listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Firkins Specialty Beer Store and hopchart.com. My name is Evan. I'm speaking for my I almost called you a mouthful, and that's just way too easy a setup for you, so. That's Dave over there, crunching.
Nom nom.
Because he couldn't be bothered to wait for me.
No, they would get cold.
Well, it's true. So where are we at?
We're at Chuang Cheng. Or Chang Cheng in beautiful and picturesque Biggie Town, right on the University of Minnesota campus. We'll refer to it as U of M from now on because University of Minnesota is too much to get out, especially when you have hot cream cheese in your mouth.
How about we just call it Dinky Town?
That works too. Anyway, we're at what some might call a staple in Dinky Town. It's been here since, when my mom was at school here, which was...
What is that old phrase? Since Jesus was a boy?
Exactly. It's older than dirt.
Older than dirt. Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, we've done... I don't want to say the counterpart, because they're not related in anything other than cuisine, but it's kind of the Dinky Town version of the Walk, which is over in used to be called Stadium Village.
Yin and Yang.
That would be a good way to put it. This is a little different, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to make any claims to authenticity, one way or the other. But I'm reasonably certain you can't get a $35 lobster meal at the Walk.
No. Or the roast duck three ways, like you can here. They're well known for their seafood selection, which changes on a daily basis, as well as just every single Cantonese specialty under the sun, and a lot of stuff you're not going to find anywhere else. But good stuff. Not ironically. It just so happens.
Like many of our generation, we can't use the word ironically correctly.
Exactly. It just so happens I used to work two doors over at Eric's Bike Shop, where I used to manage the store. So I've been here more times than I really, really care to really admit to. But thank you. Thank you.
Hi, how many?
We've been here more times than I really care to admit to. But it is consistently one of the best Chinese places in town. Just from the way or the preparation, flavors, everything is fantastic.
And quantity. Fairly.
You have. I hope you like rice.
Yeah.
That we're sharing that.
Yeah, I hope so. You got what apparently is Chinese fajitas.
I did.
Based on the sizzling that's coming off of
them. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second.
But we started off with some cream cheese wontons, which are good.
They're good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying thoroughly. I enjoyed a couple of them before you even sat down.
I know.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. What kind of sauce is this?
Just a duck sauce.
It's a what?
A house-made duck sauce.
Oh, really?
Not made with duck, but...
I assumed. Fresh squeezed duck?
Meat in the sauce. The meat in the sauce. That doesn't work.
No.
I tried.
You tried.
I did. So you just came back from Duluth.
I did, and I'm going to... I don't want to talk too much about it just because I want to do a blog post as a kind of a overall look at everything I had. Because it was one of those, we just went up for the weekend, Heather and I, and it was one of those where the plan was probably about 6 months ago that we were going to go out to Boston. And then we bought a house. And all of our money just went flying away.
It continues to do so.
It continues to do so.
At least it's picturesque in flight.
It looks pretty as it flitters away.
Exactly.
So we had to scale down our vacation plans a bit.
Could we go to Iowa City or something? Des Moines?
Why would I go to Iowa? What's in Iowa City?
Nothing.
Okay, that's what I thought. At least Duluth is a lake.
Madison?
I've been to Madison plenty of times.
Yeah, Madison's not much.
We go to Madison on the way down to her parents, so it's like, it's not a big deal.
I suppose that's not fun.
No, no. Plus, we were just down there last weekend.
Oh.
So.
It makes no sense.
Makes no sense. But, weirdly enough, I have never been to Duluth.
Really?
I've never been up. I've been through it.
That's crazy.
But I've never been there for more than, I'd say, a half hour.
Okay.
You know, I was always on my way somewhere.
You've lived in Minnesota all your life.
I know.
Nearly 30 years, and you've never.
Nearly 30 years, and I've never graced it with my presence.
That's amazing to me.
I know, and it's definitely going to be one of my new kind of go-to places. Where you just kind of want to just get a little bit of change of scenery.
Right.
Because it's this bizarre... Okay, if you don't know where Duluth is, okay, if you're unfamiliar with Minnesota geography...
Right.
First of all, I have no food. I think this is it coming through. And... Or not. I guess we'll just eat wontons for now.
Go crazy.
Twin Cities, Minneapolis, is in the southern half of the state.
Mm-hmm. Not quite central, but the actual southern.
Yeah, the southern half, very close to Wisconsin. I'd say, what did you say, 20 minutes, half hour from the Wisconsin border?
Yep.
So it's kind of southeast-ish.
Yes, yeah. Just a moment.
Okay. Duluth is about 2 hours north of here.
Northeast. Yeah.
Northeast-ish. Mm-hmm. If you know if you know the geography of Lake Superior, it's right on the tip of the shark's nose.
You actually remember that from geography class, didn't you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
That's how I always remember. That's how I was. When you look at the shape of
Lake Superior.
Of Lake Superior, it looks like a shark.
I agree.
With a giant eye.
That works.
So it's kind of on the tip. It's a port city, and it is a bizarre city culturally.
Completely.
Because you have this strange combination of both flavors of kind of outdoorsy people. You have the kind of the hunters and the fishermen and the kind of, you know, what I like to call the Cabela people.
Yep.
You know, guys that unironically just wear camouflage
all the
like
time.
Several days a week.
Yep.
Even if they're not going hunting.
They're actually going to a wedding with a camouflage
exactly,
hat on.
Exactly. So you have those kind of guys, but then you also have like the super granola kind of hippy dippy outdoorsy people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you have those two groups. Plus you have the college group, which kind of bleeds over into the hippy dippy a little bit.
Slightly. You have to be a little bit hippy-dippy to have actually gone to school there.
Yeah, because there is one of the campuses of the University of Minnesota. Excellent.
What are you trying to ask?
I'm sorry?
What's that? Oh, recorder.
Recorder. What the hell did I order?
This is whole chicken.
Yeah, apparently. So you have that. You have the college. And kind of a subset of the college kids, it's a weirdly hip area.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the whole touristy thing, because it's like, it's the lake, and it's, you know, there's a lot of kind of old-timey stuff, there's a lot of museums. We went up to Split Rock Lighthouse, which is about half hour, 45 minutes north of Duluth, so it's like, it was one of the biggest lighthouses in country, and
yeah.
It was really integral into the Civil War effort, moving iron ore for the Union. We did the tour, so I'm well versed in Split Rock lore.
That sound like you either paged through a book at the bookstore or you took the tour.
We did the tour. Heather's big into tours.
That doesn't surprise me.
And
I made that in the nicest way possible.
No, and it has everything to do with the fact that her family went on vacations when she was a child. Mine did not. So, and it's actually kind of funny the way it worked
nice
out.
Nice trips to Target.
Yeah, that was about, you know, driving to Bloomington was kind of about as big of seeing the wide world as we possibly got, really. So she's big into the attractions. I could give a shit. You know, it's like I'm just not in that mindset. I'm not used to that.
Which surprises me because you give off an air of well traveled and.
I like learning. Like I like knowing things about things, but I'd rather. This sounds weird, but I'd rather like read about it. And read like
and actually do it.
Kinda, yeah. Which I admit sounds really strange.
It's very strange.
It's kind of counterintuitive, but and it could be just the generic laziness that I have. I don't like doing things.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Well, that's very prevalent.
Just in general, I don't like doing things. So, but this was fine. And Heather's slowly breaking my will when it comes to doing museum tours and things like that. So. So it actually wasn't. I mean, it's not like torture. It's just not something I'm used to. So, anyway, so it's just this bizarre culture.
I like how you refer to it as breaking your will.
You know, well, in a lot of ways, it kind of is because she's basically like, it's almost. I don't want to say she's forcing me because she's not like saying
she's grooming you into the man wants you to be.
I think that's what it is. It's she's not saying you are going to this and you're going to like it. It's I want to go to this and. And I'd like you to come with me, and because I value harmony in the world, I do what she says.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Duluth is a great area, just for the simple fact that A, it's on the water, but you can also cross over the bridge into Superior, Wisconsin, which has its own ports, as is, but also it's within driving distance of Two Harbors, which is another kind of a town on the shore. Mm. Great shops, great restaurants.
Yeah, that's right by the lighthouse. Yeah. So.
But also you can keep on driving up to both Gooseberry Falls, which is a state park, Split Rock Lighthouse, which you mentioned, but also you can go up to Grand Marais, which is kind of a mini version of Duluth in that it has all these wonderful shops right on Lake Superior. It's also like the coldest place in the entire world in the dead of winter.
That's International Falls.
Grand Marais on the water, like right by the water there, is about as cold as it gets. That wind chill coming off there is vicious. I've been there.
You speak from experience.
Third week of February, I had to go up there for work. I nearly died. Brand new car, completely frozen.
Nice.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's a land of sky blue waters.
Isn't that Canada?
No.
So I seem to think that was from a Hams commercial.
Yeah, that's Minnesota beer.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. No, Hams is Canadian, I thought. Isn't it? We'll have to look this up, because I don't trust you.
Okay.
But, anyway. So, yeah, we did that for the weekend. We had kind of an interesting culinary journey.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'll go into this in greater detail in the blog post this week. But we started very auspiciously. We went to Wendy's.
This does not bode well.
I love Wendy's.
Well, you got your aforementioned rap name from Wendy's. DJ Biggie Doo?
No one has ever used that. I don't know what you... Well, yes, but no one of... Fine, no one of
importance?
Of merit.
Yeah.
But we start a trip off with a Big Bacon Deluxe. You can do no wrong.
You can also go either way at that point.
No. Had the Bay of Pigs invasion, had they stopped off at Wendy's and had Big Bacon Deluxes, it would have been much more successful. Cuba would be a capitalist paradise had they gone to Wendy's. That's all I'm saying.
Alrighty.
But, yeah, we did that. We hit Culver's on the way. I'm saying it started slow.
No, you drove 35E, correct?
through VW, but yeah.
35.
Well, yeah, after a point it just becomes 35, but yeah.
You didn't stop at any like the truck stops on the way or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I had no reason to.
Truck stop restaurants are fantastic.
Truck stop restaurants, in a lot of ways, they are more... They're like Oklahoma.
Can't wait.
In the sense that no one set out for Oklahoma. No one got up in the morning back in the 1800s and was like, let's go to Oklahoma. No. They settled there because their wagon broke. They're more... Oklahoma is the land of convenience.
I see you using the Oregon Trail theory.
Yes, exactly. Okay. All travel done between 1778 and 1920 was done with oxen.
Did you ford the river?
You always gotta ford the river. I don't care if you drown little Susie. But, Pa, it's 40 feet deep. You ford that river. But no, yeah, same thing with truck stop. You don't go there, you don't seek out truck stop restaurants. You go there because you're getting gas and you're hungry.
I guess I figured that
that would be a good enough excuse.
Nope.
But anyway, so despite a fairly inauspicious beginning, I basically felt like I was eating the entire weekend.
That's not a bad way to spend your weekend.
Mm-hmm. No. The place we were at... excuse me. The place we were at was a place called Fitters.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a bizarre thing. What it is back in the early 1900s, Fitters was kind of a local macro brew.
Okay.
And it continued that way through Prohibition, and it continued in operation until, I want to say, like the late 60s.
Yep.
Then in like the 90s, I think it was, this other company bought the old brewery, and they converted it into a hotel, mm-hmm. and this kind of underground mall.
It's completely bizarre.
And... it's all under the Fitgers thing. They have their own brew pub there,
yep.
which we did go to. They brew their own beer, and you cannot get it anywhere other than there.
Right.
Because the laws basically say they can't distribute it outside of the brew pub. Or this place called Burrito Union, which we never went to, which is apparently like a communist-themed Chipotle.
It is. I've actually been there.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
Huh.
It's not bad. It's kind of, it kind of reminds me of... it's like this weird love child of Chipotle and Burrito Loco, which
okay.
you can find here literally across the street mm-hmm. from where we are right now.
But it has like a bookstore. It has a... has a couple... it's got like an athletic goods store. It's got a shoe store. It's got a brewery in there where they make their own stuff. They got the brew pub like I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Did the brewery tour. I was
that? Gonna, I've never done that.
It was fine. It was... I would compare it... it's basically like if you've ever done like the Surly tour. It's like that... like bite-sized.
Okay.
Like the whole thing took about an hour, half hour of which was just drinking.
That sounds like a pretty good tour.
There was about six of us on the tour, and that was about as big as those rooms could handle.
Sure.
But no, it's a fun tour. It's free, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Free beer on a free tour?
Yeah, and a lot of free beer. Because they brew, at any given time, they brew about eight different kinds.
Yeah.
And you get one of every one.
That's fantastic.
So, it was a good tour. But we did the brew pub.
Mm-hmm.
We also did a fantastic sushi place.
Okay.
Called Hanabi.
Okay.
It's fairly new. It's less than a year old.
I had not heard of this.
Got a recommendation from a listener to check this place out.
Okay.
Good goddamn.
Really?
It was some of the best sushi I've ever had.
Really? In Duluth?
In Duluth. It... and you know me, I'm one of the few people that enjoys tamago,
right?
Which is the egg custard.
which is disgusting.
I know. Best tamago I've ever had. Like, by far.
That's fucking weird.
That's fine if you don't like it, whatever. I don't care. To me, it was fantastic. And you could tell it was very... They're playing to an audience. They're playing to a kind of new Japanese, like very Japanese, that's what I'm looking for here. Like a Japanophile crowd. You know, okay. Where it's more, they're just in love with Japanese culture, and it's more than just going to like an Ichiban or something
like that. So it went up right up your alley, though.
It was right up my alley. Like, they were playing like J-pop, you know, the whole time.
And then it was completely up your alley.
Completely up my alley. I had a cocktail named after a Pokemon.
Really?
I did.
That's just embarrassing for you.
But they have a wide range of sakes that they have there.
Oh, nice.
And this thing called shochu.
That sounds like it hurts.
From what it was described as, sake is a rice wine. This is done with... It's essentially like a barley wine, kind of.
Okay. Like a beer, almost.
Almost like a beer. I didn't try it. Because when God presents you with a cocktail named after a Pokemon, you go for that. But it looked interesting because it was in the kind of same sakes, but it was like, I think it's more indicative of a procedure than an actual ingredient.
Okay.
Because there was one that was barley, there was one that was sweet potato, and there was another one that was something else. I can't remember what it was exactly. But it looked interesting, and that's the first time I've ever seen that.
Okay.
So definitely something I want to try next time I go there. But that was very good. What really amazed me about that place, about just Duluth in general, is that it is this very eclectic food scene there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and again, it has everything to do with those cultures. You know, we went to this really good, kind of almost bad waitressy kind of place called Sarah's Table.
Okay.
Where I had a very disappointing brisket sandwich. But
brisket or biscuit?
Brisket.
Okay.
But Heather had probably the greatest BLT I've ever had in my life.
So you polished off the bacon?
I finished hers. So, but it was called the GLBT.
Good Lord, something?
No. Well, GLBT for people of some,
right.
You know what that means. But in this case, it was guacamole, lettuce, bacon, and tomato.
That's too much.
Do not knock it till you try it.
I'm standard issue, man. Don't mess up the BLT. It's not a BLT anymore when you start adding guacamole or chicken to it. Don't chicken the BLT. Don't avocado the BLT. The BLT is perfect as is.
This was better.
Intended.
This was better. I'm telling you, man. I almost got one to go.
Don't be queerifying the...
I almost got one to go. That's how good it was.
Wow.
It's after eating a brisket and half of it, one on its own.
Now, is there a reason why it was so good? This BLT?
I don't know. First off, the tomatoes were about an inch thick. They were like giant, beautiful, just that bright red, fresh tomato.
Mm-hmm.
The bacon was perfectly cooked. The guacamole just added something to it, added a texture to it that was really interesting. It was just really well done.
Not like a different class of bacon we were talking about.
Not that I could tell.
So usually, if I make a BLT for myself at home, it's got to be that no-name pepper bacon, which will change your life if you haven't had that yet.
I'm sure I've had it at some point, but. We did the sushi. We did the brew pub. We went to this great kind of drive-in diner kind of place called Gordy's Hi-Hat.
Okay.
Which apparently will be featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives coming up in like 2 weeks here.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Guy Fieri to the punch.
Well, he was already there.
I'm just saying, you've given your, you're about to give your review on it. before he does. What did you have there? So I don't have to watch that episode.
Well, their big thing is that everything's handmade.
Okay.
You know, when you order.
Okay.
So, onion rings, cut and done.
Seems like a colossal waste of time.
I don't know if they're cut before you order, but
okay.
But like, you know, the burgers are hand pattied and made up.
Okay.
And I accidentally ordered a double bacon cheeseburger. I wanted just a single, but I got confused.
Well, it just rolls off the tongue.
It does.
So much easier.
It does. But it was fantastic. The burgers are fantastic. I was not a big fan of their onion rings.
That's a slippery slope. That can make or break a restaurant.
What's really weird is because they're known for their onion rings. Like, that's like one of their signature things.
Okay.
And it didn't work for me because the batter they use,
yeah,
it's very interesting. It's not a beer batter. It's more like an egg batter.
Okay.
But they also mix in pancake batter.
Ish. I like pancake.
And the texture was really odd. I don't know what it was.
Was it crunchy enough?
It was crunchy enough, but it was
ish.
It was just, there's something goofy with it. So I was a little unimpressed with the onion rings, but the burger was fantastic. Well, you hate pancakes.
I do.
So you're biased.
I hate it. I don't like anything that would...
I like the fact that just the thought of this is essentially giving you vapor lock.
Well, they're vile. That banana's an oatmeal. Just vile.
Can you go one episode without you complaining about bananas?
No, because until I eradicate them from the face of the earth...
I don't think it's going to happen. Just think, you like IPAs, don't you?
I do.
Banana goes into IPAs.
I don't smell it. It's not like a front... It's a frontal... And you know what? Half of the thing about with me and bananas, it's texture. It's that gloppy, like... It changes texture like halfway through. Like if you get one bite, it can be like soft, and in that next bite, it's like really firm and ish. Yuck. It's not like
you do realize
it's got
that
stringy veins on there and shit.
You do realize that bananas, you're not supposed to age them like steaks.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It reminds me too much of Dad.
Wow. Okay. So we've gone a half hour into the show. We haven't even talked about what we're eating now.
But it's probably a good time to introduce what we are eating.
Yes. Before I say again, this week sometime, I'm hoping by Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
we'll get up my full review of all the different places we went to.
So we'll see it sometime before posting the next week's show?
Yeah, before next week's show.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got one of the specialties called the War Bar. The War Bar has chicken, shrimp, pork, beef, with mixed vegetables, bamboo shoots, baby bok choy, carrots, pea pods, broccoli, served on a sizzling hot plate, which is what you probably heard
when it came in,
10, 15 minutes ago. You can get it regular or spicy. I got it spicy. Perfect heat. Very, very good. And I demolished it.
You still have some left.
I still have some left, just enough to take home. Just enough for lunch tomorrow. That was very good. We also got some cream cheese wontons. Which
we talked about a little bit.
Good. You know, it's cream cheese wontons. It's really hard to screw up.
Mm-hmm. But... cream cheese wontons are in that class of food where it's really easy to do,
mm-hmm,
but when you screw it up, it's almost like spitting in God's eye. Like,
really,
you're like more offended.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you
like,
know?
How dare you screw this up?
Exactly. It's like grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, how do you screw that
like,
up?
Like, you know, when I'm home and I, you know, I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich and I mess it up,
yeah,
like I burn it or something, not paying attention,
mm-hmm,
I feel like I've done wrong to the universe. You know, I've I've lessened the quality of life.
You ruined
in my city.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
And wontons are like that, where it's just like if you know, they're easy to do right, but if you screw it up, God help you.
Right. And it's not like it's not even like pizza where even if it's bad, it's still good. Mm-hmm. It's an all or nothing deal. It's got to be just right. Mm-hmm. But it's so simplistic that the only way you can really screw it up is A, not cook them enough, or B, overcook them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I went with something very interesting
and massive, I cannot believe you. You're going to be very sick later, aren't you?
No, I should be good. I got what they call the lemon chicken.
Yeah.
Which, in general, two ingredients go extremely well together. Mm-hmm. I make this lemon thyme chicken, which is a grilled chicken breast, skinless. Then over that, you got a lemon thyme sauce with some diced up onions in it.
Okay.
Good goddamn. There's something about the lemon and the chicken together. It just works perfectly. Mm-hmm. Same goes for here. This is a much more intense version of that almost.
Okay.
The chicken itself is deep fried.
Which is normal in the Cantonese preparation of this. Mm,
yep. And it is a thick, almost like a sweet and sour sauce consistency lemon sauce. It's very strong.
But again, the consistency is very typical of this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Now, supposedly there's ham in here, or ham with it somewhere. Maybe it was just lost in the sauce. But yeah, I haven't tasted any. But it's basically like a, you know, and all of this is on a bed of lettuce, which, to be honest, doesn't do a whole lot. Because it is quickly,
I think it's just supposed
dissolved.
To soak up, yeah.
Yeah, it's just dissolved in the sauce.
Right.
But it's extremely good. Mm-hmm. It's like all protein.
Except for the thick layer of batter and grease.
I'm sure there's protein in that too. Like I could go like, I feel more manly having eaten this. Like I want to go like fix a Buick or something. You know,
install a fence. New air conditioner.
That requires expertise beyond the powers of a lemon chicken.
Well, so does fixing a Buick.
Perhaps, I guess. But
it's one and the same.
But it's just with the protein coursing through my veins, and of course I have the traditional drink that goes with it, one with the orange soda.
Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm doing my ancestors proud.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Orange drink.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Sunkist. It's name brand.
Is it Sunkist?
It's Sunkist, yeah.
It's a good year.
It's a fine bouquet of orange soda. So I did all this stuff on the weekend. Spent a shitload of money. We bought a chair.
Okay.
Went to this place called Father Time Antiques.
So you bought a really expensive chair that's really old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Which you're probably mad about having to haul home.
No, it's a tiny chair.
So you're mad that you spent money on a tiny chair?
I'm not mad at all, to be honest.
Really?
I am not mad at all.
Really?
No. I thought it was...
It's a quaint.
It's a cool chair. It's a neat-looking chair.
It's quaint.
You can call it quaint. And it's tiny. Like, it's... Like, you put it in the back seat of the car.
It's wee.
It's... I would qualify it as wee. But this place is Father Time place. Think of, like, a flea market. And then put a roof on it.
Okay.
That's what this place was.
Not my usual place for buying furniture, but whatever.
It was giant. It just tons of crap.
Okay.
And they had like old Twins memorabilia from like, you know, the 50s, back when they were good. And,
wow.
And
thanks, guy.
Thank you. Ton of records. I bought an old Harry Belafonte record for $2.
Speaking of which, I need to discuss records with you.
Okay. But yeah, it was one of those where I saw this chair. And actually, Heather saw it first. And she's like, oh, that's really cool, and you know, whatever. Then she looks on the back. The back of the tag. And, excuse me. It's 1900s. And it was built in North Wales.
Okay.
Heather loves Wales. She spent a semester over there. She was in college. She's been back once or twice before since.
Are we talking like beluga whales?
You're an idiot. So it was pretty much a guarantee that we were probably going to buy this chair. It's got all these carved dragons on it, which is why I'm not pissed off, because I want a chair with dragons on it.
Okay, never mind.
No, say what you're going to say.
You own a dragon chair from Wales.
From Wales, yes.
I think we just found the name of this week's show.
Maybe. Yes. So it's like we had the two extremes of purchases. I bought my $2 record, Harry Belafonte record, mixed in with 17 copies of ABBA's Greatest Hits on vinyl. I had to dig through a lot of records to find that. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, money-wise, was this chair. So, it's a weird thing to be buying furniture, especially, and this is one of those things where being in a relationship changes you slightly.
Okay. I can't wait to see where this is going.
I will never sit in this chair. Even looking at it, I'm scared I'm going to break it. Because the seat is about as big as this bowl.
Okay, so here's the $1 million question.
Yes.
What's the purpose of buying the chair?
It's a neat piece of furniture.
Does it serve function?
Not really, other than just looking cool. See, that's the thing.
Can you put it on the wall?
No, why would you put a chair on the wall?
Because now it's just in the way. It's a piece of furniture that's now in the way. Can you put stuff on it?
Yeah, you can put stuff on
it. What are you going to put on?
I don't know. That's not my department. I'm not in charge of that.
I'm just saying.
But that's exactly my point. Years ago, never would have touched the chair. Never even looked at the chair.
Still shouldn't have looked at the chair.
Heather likes it. It's a neat looking chair.
Therefore, you have to like it.
It's got nothing to do with have to like it. It's a neat chair. What? Why are you giving me this face?
No, I'm just being the dick.
I know you are. It's a character you play well.
It suits me.
Yes, it does. But yeah, I'm terrified of even. I will never sit on it. Ever.
So you have a chair that you'll never sit on?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm strangely okay with it. That's the amazing thing.
I don't know if I can even talk to you anymore. You're getting too weird for me.
It's called growing up.
I'm gonna stop that. It's offensive.
Did you do anything worth a damn this weekend?
No.
Nothing? You're worthless.
I worked all weekend.
Worthless. Worthless as always. You can cook it all?
Not a thing. I know. I know.
You contribute nothing to the show. As always.
It's the doldrums of summer. I've got. I used that word wrong, didn't I?
No, you did it right.
Did I?
Yeah, no.
You looked at me like, you idiot, you used it wrong.
Well, again. No, you're still an idiot, but not for bad grammar.
There's nothing going on. There's just nothing. They had the Basilica block party this weekend. I did not go to that. A, because it's way too expensive, and B,
you hate people.
I hate people, and it's outside. And I just didn't want to be outside. It's hot, humid.
Goodness. I'm so disappointed in you. I expect things of you, because you are my single friend. I expect you to be doing things that I may live vicariously through. I bought a damn chair.
I didn't
You're supposed to be knee-deep in models at this point.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was supposed to be doing.
That's what you're supposed to be doing. And you're a terrible friend because it's not happening.
Wading through them?
Yes.
Treading water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be living vicariously through you.
I gave you 29 good years of that.
No, you're good. 29 is vastly overestimating.
Don't blame me because you got engaged. That's not my problem.
I'm not blaming you.
I'm not gonna give you the.
I'm just saying you're slacking in your role as the swinging bachelor.
I'm not gonna give you the satisfaction of living vicariously through me.
Yeah, because that'll show me you leading a shitty life.
Exactly.
Well, that'll really show me.
Just being my PlayStation.
Sweet. What?
Sweet game of play.
Oh, is that what you're training for? Oh. I am extremely full.
You should be because you.
I probably ate three chickens.
Yeah, that was an offensive amount of chicken.
Wow. Yeah, they do not screw. I mean, it's a little pricey. I mean, you know.
There were other things on the menu that are, you know, you could definitely drop some serious coin.
Yeah.
But we went pretty moderate.
We did. I mean,
we didn't.
I suppose we have the check right here.
We didn't spend any more than, you know, any other.
That was $25.
Oh, that's the total.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is $10. That's not terrible.
Right.
$10 an entree.
Exactly. And, you know, I think we got a good smattering of two of their dishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to preface that, you know, they're known for the seafood.
Yeah.
Known for seafood here. They're known for roast duck. They're known for seafood.
Yeah, I mean, they've got their specials menu right above us here. They've got, you know, live lobster, live Dungeness crab.
Oysters,
gray sole. It's sole, right?
Yeah.
Sole? Okay.
Not sole, no.
Sole. They got some very dangerous sounding animals called razor clams.
Oh, those are good. Those are good.
I don't like to eat things with blades in the name.
There's
of
no
it.
Blades in the damn clam.
I'm saying in the name.
I think that makes it dangerous.
Yes, because you're a real Mr. Danger, Mr. PlayStation.
I don't even own one.
That's what I thought. I figured that's just what you named, you know, Little Dave. So.
It was just me and DVDs with Entourage all weekend.
So how is Sex in the City for guys?
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and my five best friends, so we're good.
Wow.
I'm very lonely.
And much like your real life friends, they don't talk to you.
I know.
Either. Wow. You're a sad man.
I didn't watch any Entourage.
Okay, you lie.
Well,
you lie.
I had to finish up one of the discs.
Uh-huh. You ever going to get a pet?
No. Too much work. Just take it outside and milk it or something.
Wow. I just don't even know what to say.
I've thought about getting a dog.
You don't milk dogs. I'm just telling you that.
I know that. I'll probably get arrested if they're.
Probably.
No, I've thought about it. I've thought about getting a dog a couple times, and then I'm like, I don't want to. Yeah. It seems like a lot of work.
Not seeing what you're pointing at, but.
But, yeah.
This is good radio, us silently pointing at things. Alright.
Are you okay? Because you look like you might go into a coma here. Your left arm hurt?
No, I'm actually okay. There was something I was going to talk about with Duluth that is really killing. One weird thing for Minneapolis people is you go up there and you expect all these new things and everything, but like we were a block away from their Electric Fetus,
right?
And it's which like is a, right a block from Pizza Luce.
It's like a mini Minneapolis.
In a weird way, it is.
Yeah. By the sea or lake. A sea like lake.
Okay, we were talking about this a little bit in the car. I had more ice cream or ice cream-based products in the last 3 days than I think I've had in the last 2 years.
Keep belching us.
You need boxes?
I'm done.
I'm good.
I'm not.
I'm
so
good.
You're done?
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You need plum? Yeah, I will say nothing.
Because we started, with it being Wendy's,
right.
We had to get a Frosty.
Of course.
Because that's law.
So say it.
Yep. Well, then on the way up, we did Culver's, so I did the concrete thing. Okay, then we did... There's a Bridgman's ice cream right in the hotel.
It should be clinically dead.
They had this thing... Here's a tip, kids. When eating ice cream or a smoothie... Or anything where the standard is to name the ingredients in the flavor.
Okay.
Vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate chip. I mean, you get the ingredients in the name. Avoid things where they deviate from that standard.
Where they make up a word or something?
No. The Bridgman's in this case had a flavor that they just called Superman.
Oh, dear. I'm familiar. Was it blue?
It was bright blue.
With a little tinge of red in there somewhere?
It had some various...
Yellow?
Various veins of color throughout it. If you've never had it, it is basically an ice cream version of blue icy.
Ish. So it's a blue raspberry flavored ice cream.
Yes, ice cream. But it has that bite, that like super sugary, like...
Oh, it's actually making my jaw hurt a little bit.
That kind of diabetic bite that you just get, where it's just like, this is way too much sugar all at once.
So you had a second bite?
No, I just had the sample, because I'm like, what the fuck would Superman taste like? That was really what my thought. I even said that to the kid. I'm fun to go on vacation with.
You're also a pervert.
Because I'll say...
It's a good bit, but it's a Superman.
To a random, presumably 15-year-old boy, what the fuck does Superman taste like?
God, you're inappropriate on vacation.
I'm inappropriate in general. It's really if I can embarrass Heather. That's really kind of the metric I go by. Mm-hmm. But luckily, she's going away from being embarrassed by my presence.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, with the whole marriage thing coming and all, it's kind of good that she
could still say no.
She could still say no. And I've threatened to take the ring several times.
Let's keep up alive. Keep up alive.
I've threatened to take the ring a couple times. But yeah, it's just like, why stop that? I don't need one called Superman.
It's wrong.
It is. It's like, no.
Yeah, that's not what I thought Superman would taste like.
Have you put much thought into it, actually?
Just now I did. Now I'm kind of disgusted with myself.
As you should be.
Cry myself to sleep tonight.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I think we've tap danced enough here, since you add nothing to the show.
Are you kidding me?
You gave me playing with PlayStation that you don't even own. So what little you added, you had to lie.
I almost wish you would have sat in my spot, because it's the wonderful thing about Digitone is it's such a weird mix of what goes past.
Did the guy in the pink suit walk by?
No, but
I saw that as I was walking.
The guy that just walked past quite possibly had the biggest afro I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Nice. I mean, like, boom. I mean, like, wider than shoulder width.
See, that's impressive.
Yeah.
See, that's a level of dedication. Like, anytime you see... I saw a guy on the bus today that had the dreadlocks, like, down to his waist.
Yeah.
Like, that is... If I was into guys and into...
Can't wait to see where this is going.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going somewhere. If I was into guys and I was into, like, the hippy-dippy kind of guys, I would go after the guys with the long dreadlocks, because that is a man that can commit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he must have had that hairdo for years.
Right. No, I...
Same with the fro.
I don't understand the whole washing thing.
You don't understand the whole washing thing?
No, why they don't wash. The dreadlock, that's just nasty.
Well,
it's just, I mean... And white guys, stop doing that. 1993 calls. They stopped then. It's time for you to stop now.
Are you really going to throw the 90s are over style thing in your case?
Yeah,
here?
Adam Duritz. It's enough out of your white man dreadlocks. Shame that he's
they were at a Summerfest when I was down in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah?
I was kind of tempted.
Did you throw something at them?
No, we never got close enough. I got no problem with Connie Close.
I just have a problem with his hair. It's just
But you know what, though? You also got to give him a little bit of props. He did...
Winona Ryder.
Throughout his dating career, not only Winona Ryder, but two of the three female friends.
Yeah, that outpunted his coverage every single
time. Yeah.
Amazing.
Magic dreadlocks. Maybe you should grow it out, and you wouldn't be home playing with your PlayStation.
You're telling me I might have a shot with Jennifer Aniston?
You maybe. Back in 1993.
I don't know. I'd take a run at her now, but...
Yeah, probably.
Looks pretty much the same.
I forget. I think it was Nate from the film where it always refers to her as she acts like beige wallpaper. Don't exactly know what it means. It doesn't sound terribly complimentary.
Well, it's kind of plain, but never changes.
Yeah, that's her acting style.
Don't care. She doesn't even need to say anything.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anywho.
Final verdict. Shuang Cheng.
Consistently one of my favorite places in the cities, just because I know no matter what I get on the menu, it's always going to be good. It's always going to be good. And it stands true. Again, the War Bar, definitely suggested. Anything with duck on the menu here is fantastic. They do like a duck wing, barbecue duck wings.
Really?
Which are ridiculous. So I definitely suggest those as well. But I love my War Bar. That was really good. Get it spicy. And it's not. No, it's never too spicy here. They just got no.
Well, he did offer extra spicy for you.
And that does go to a bad place.
This is where they just don't like you.
Right, exactly. That's
like,
just,
they don't like you and they're trying to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll show you white man. So,
I think the term is guaylo.
That might be it. Yeah, actually, we got to pay up front.
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah. Oh.
But consistently, always good.
Yes, my lemon chicken thing was extremely interesting, extremely large.
That's what she said.
And I'm just gonna go right by that.
That's fuck. Wait, all right.
And I would totally have it again. And I've been here a couple times over the years. Obviously, I haven't been here as much as you have. And they don't pay. I don't have to pay.
Never mind.
So put it on you.
I'm sorry.
This is the kind of place where, if you're feeling too lazy to walk down to the walk, you go here. And I think there's plenty of things to share. Like mine was a two-person entree.
Right.
And I think yours could have sufficed.
I was terribly hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was starving too. Yeah. We're both fat. Yeah. So. But I mean, it's very shareable. Maybe get two or three entrees for a group of like five, six people. You'll be plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty fine. They do have a wine menu. It's not huge, but you know, if you want wine with your Chinese food, you can do that.
I think they actually do have beer too.
Do they do beer too?
Maybe some.
Maybe something. I don't see anything. They've got a little cooler over there, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's consistent. It's with these kind of places, it's almost impossible to fail. You know, and I'm saying not only from an eater's perspective, but from like a business owner's perspective.
Absolutely,
because there's always going to be demand for it. Mm-hmm. As long as you can stay pretty consistent with the quality.
Yep.
It's like a pizza place. It's only when they get kind of funky.
It's only when you start. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Be who you are. Do what you do best, mm-hmm. and do it to the best of your ability. Don't go crazy.
Don't try too hard.
Right. Exactly. Don't try too hard.
Yeah. Now, we certainly applaud places that do.
Right.
But if they do it well.
But know your bounds.
Exactly. I don't know where that was going exactly, but...
You should open up your fortune cookie.
I should. Oh, God. I've been remiss.
And we'll kind of finish with this.
Yeah.
My fortune cookie says, listen carefully. An upcoming important message may be subtle.
In bed.
Yeah.
You are a good influence on others.
In bed. Well, that's a...
This is true.
Face line.
Like you would know.
Anyway,
I was on my B game that night.
Ish. Anyway, the Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Fourth Freaking Specialty Beer Store and HopChart.com. Questions or comments can be sent to us either at wellfed at advancedgangsters.com, or you can post any questions or comments in the show notes or on our Facebook page. You can just look us up, Wealth Ed Guide to Life. We're on there. You can also follow us on Twitter, which is Wealth Ed Guide FPG. We try to post there every once in a while.
Yes.
I'm trying to do better with the Twitterati thing, but...
You're not even using that right.
I don't care. I don't care.
You just don't care.
You don't let me bring the funny.
Mm-hmm. Next week, we might be doing a farmer's market show.
I thought that was a for sure thing.
It was up until yesterday. So
somebody listened to our show and decided
they're
otherwise.
They're like, no, we don't want you coming. Yeah. No, it's not that. It's something. It's me, basically. It's not you. It's me.
I always knew it would come down to this.
But and if we don't do it next week, we're just going to delay it a couple weeks. So I had a personal thing come up.
I bet you did.
The timing may not work out. That's all I'm going to say.
Rearrange my schedule.
Oh, shut up. Again, what were you going to do?
Told myself.
Exactly.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate your listenership, and we will see you next week.